Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
A minute. Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
I tweeted out last night after about, I don't know, maybe the whole way through the first quarter, I said, I'm watching way too much of this Raiders-Jags game. And in my defense, it was just my son and I sitting around, and of course, you know, we're going to leave football on. But I kept watching it, and then I realized at that point, I better tell somebody I'm watching way too much of a Raiders-Jag game with nobody playing that. And a couple of those guys might make a team. There were some guys on defense that were some rookie draftees who are still going to be studs that played. But other than
the Raiders had their starting running back out.
They didn't in and out guys. But I think
Trevor Lawrence played a little.
No, he didn't.
They showed him with pads on.
They also showed Carr with pads on. Warmed up with pads and took him off.
Warmed up, went to the side.
See, right. I turned it on right at the beginning, and they went, oh, weather delay. And I went, oh, I'm not coming back.
I sat through the weather delay because there was nothing on, and 7 o'clock central.
Yeah.
Yeah. 7 o'clock central was a pregame here.
Six o'clock.
6 o'clock central was pregame.
7 o'clock was supposed to be the game.
So I left the pregame on just as they're talking about the Hall of Fame and stuff like that. It was just on in the background.
And they didn't kick off till
8:40 Eastern
time.
Yeah.
So 7:40.
Yeah. Right. I didn't know that Sam Mills died. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
I was aware of that.
05.
That's why it pisses me off.
05.
Hall of Fame. Well, why don't you let him in while he's alive? Same with Cliff Branch. Let him in while he's alive.
Cliff Branch was obviously played in the 70s. Yeah. And we were little kids watching Cliff Branch. And you're right. He was ripped off. The guy played from like 72 to 82. Cliff Branch should have been in the Hall of Fame in 87. He was amazing.
How many years you got to wait?
But he only died in 19. He died recently.
Right.
Five years.
Yeah, 5 years after you retire.
But Seb Mills died in 05, and he's, you know, and he played in the late 80s, so he probably would have been in his mid-80s.
He played in the 90s. He was Carolina Panther.
No, he started late 80s. He started with the Saints. He was a big Saint.
Oh, that's right.
Then got traded.
He played
88
from
to 95, something like that.
87.
81 to 97.
Yeah, 81.
So he could have been in 02.
Yeah, he'd have been in his
He'd
been in his mid-60s.
Could have inducted him while he was alive.
Right. Oh, okay. He actually didn't make a game in the NFL until 86.
Yeah, he went to
with
Canada. He was a 5'9 linebacker, and that's tough in the NFL.
It looks like he got drafted by the Browns in 81, but didn't make the team.
All right, so whatever. I'm watching way too much of that game, but it did feel good to see some football. I know you hate the Raiders, and I'm not a big fan of the Raiders myself, Nick, but did you turn it on at all?
Yeah, I did. When I got home last night, my youngest had it on until the final snap.
Did you yell gross? Well, yeah, kids are going to watch. You yell gross.
They don't bug me as much as the Broncos do.
I know,
do.
It's the Broncos, man. And you really have no hatred at all unless you're playing them for the Chargers?
I hate the Chargers.
In that division?
I think it's different with the Raiders, though, because when I became a football fan, it was because of Bo Jackson. So I rooted for the Raiders.
That's funny because an older generation Raider Chief fans hate the Raiders for sure.
Yeah,
that's been a rivalry since day one. They've hated each other. So, but your generation knew Bo Jackson, obviously. I can see that.
Like, it's got to be weird for people from Kansas City, too. You hate the Raiders, but you've got your favorite player from the Royals.
That was probably
playing running back for
them. Really weird back in the day for that group of people, the Kansas City fans. Yeah. But the Raiders were good, and the Royals were pretty good in the 80s, too, for that matter, yeah, when he played for them.
Yeah.
So, I watched way too much of that. David Koechner.
But I determined when I was watching this that I don't need any more summer. Let's have a long fall.
Well, mainly because it's 102 degrees outside here.
For it's gross. Right. We're going to golf at a benefit tomorrow.
Hey, I'm golfing at my son's
football tournament. It's supposed to be 102.
Yeah.
Less humid.
I'm golfing later than you guys tomorrow.
I know.
In my son's football tournament, and that's we don't tee off till like 1. Yeah.
Oh, we'll be done by about 3.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but that tournament you're going to takes forever. So
yeah, it's a long one.
It's a long one.
It's a six-hour round.
But you're right, Todd.
I don't want to bitch about golfing because I went to the gym yesterday and I saw a guy get out of his car that I could tell he works outside because he'd still had his work clothes on with his gym bag walking into the gym. Oh, I'm thinking, man, this guy works outside.
You've sweat enough, sir.
Yeah. And, by the way, I woke up from like a two-hour beautiful nap because I needed it. And I'm thinking, this guy's walking in from an outdoor job, and we're bitching about golfing tomorrow.
And you were, after that two-hour nap, you were still trying to find the motivation to walk in. And you're like, man.
I was, exactly. God. He left work and went right in there, man. Good for that dude.
But Todd,
golf's one of those things you're not going to find much sympathy for.
No.
What? No.
Golf was rough.
I don't give anybody sympathy.
No. Golf was so
in the heat.
Hot.
You're golfing in the heat, you don't have to be out there. You don't have to be out there. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we committed.
No, you don't have to be out there, though.
We made
you can't
commitment.
Say no to golf, I know. No matter what it is, you know.
It's charity.
Yeah, and it's also recreation. I mean, I'm talking about work you can't say no to. Golf you can say
and
no
typically,
to.
And typically, this time of year, I take a little break from golf just because I don't want to deal with it.
It's 1,000 degrees.
I know. It's not fun.
Yeah. No.
At some point, it's not fun.
Well, I did see a meme, which I didn't really – NFL football put this out, and I am not – I remember Craig always bitching us about this. I don't – preseason, none of that stuff, I could care less unless a game starts counting. That includes college, too. And the NFL memes put a tweet out yesterday saying, it showed Jake Gyllenhaal, of all people, dancing in some movie, and it said, me realizing there's football from here till February. I said, no. There's no football.
There's preseason.
There's, there's football. Yeah. Labor Day weekend, when the colleges start playing some of those games, then there's football.
Are we down to 3 preseason games now?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, three preseason games
now. So the second
now.
One is the only one that really matters.
I don't think any of them matter.
No, to
watch it. That doesn't matter to you.
But most teams now, if you're a player of any consequence,
they're not playing at
you're
all.
You're not playing.
They're not playing,
you're
man.
Just not playing.
They're playing. A starting stud quarterback will get in maybe two sets.
When they did 4. Yeah. It used to be like the first half of the third game, they would keep the starters in.
And they realized it didn't do them any work.
Right.
Good, man.
And it's the money is getting too high where they can't risk these guys
anybody.
Getting injured in a game that doesn't matter.
Not at all. So, no.
You know?
So, no NFL memes or memes. That is not exciting. Tell me on Labor Day weekend, we got football now till, you know.
Yeah, it means there'll be football soon.
Real football soon, right.
Is it Labor Day weekend, or is it right? Is it weekend before that the college kicks up?
I think it's pros isn't Labor Day weekend. Pros is the weekend after.
Yeah.
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 So I think it might be, I think a full slate of college is Labor Day weekend. I know that. But you're right, there might be a couple games before that. When's Nebraska play Northwestern?
That's in August.
In Ireland, yeah. Potato. What's the excuse already if you lose that game, Nick? Oh, because you played in Ireland.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah,
little jet lag.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they've got a lot of transfers and a new offensive system.
The Saturday before Labor Day,
ship that off the paper.
There are a couple college games.
There's actually quite a few. Saturday, August 27th.
So the weekend of Labor Day weekend.
Week zero, they call it.
Yeah, it's that's the weekend that Nebraska and Northwestern are in Dublin.
What time's that game? Since Ireland's over there,
11:30 local time.
Oh, my potato.
Yeah, so it's probably early evening,
5:30.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're about 5-6 hour different.
But there's probably 10-12 games that Saturday. From 11 a.m. to 9:30.
Yeah, but you're flying the whole way to Ireland, man. And Northwestern will not get the jet lag.
But I saw on PTI yesterday.
They won't.
I don't know who's floating the idea, but they're floating the idea of bowl games before the beginning of the season.
Then they made the distinction, not the big ones. The big ones are still around.
Oh, of course not. Well,
yeah. To get rid of those holiday bowls that we call different names.
Like the Beef O'Brady Bowl. Do it. Before the regular season starts.
It's got to be in December.
It didn't make any sense, except for the fact that because they were saying all the major bowls are still going to be played over the holidays.
Well, I thought it was maybe an idea just to clear the way for possible playoffs or playoff expansion.
No, then you listen to people like Kornheiser, who I love the best, said college football is great the way it is. 4 teams, that's it.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Well, no. I mean, leave those bowls where that's – that. Like, I don't like those bowls, but that'd be even stupider to have them in August.
Well, you'd have a lot of people that earned the right to play in that game that weren't even on the team anymore.
But here was what they said. Here's what they said. It wouldn't be earning it. They'd just be given. They'd be offered two programs a bowl game. They play right away.
Yeah.
And they call it a bowl game. But
so Nebraska could play in a bowl.
The only thing good about that was, Kornheiser said this, I thought it was great, is that guys would have to play. All these guys are getting drafted, don't play anymore.
Right.
They opt out of all those games. Mm-hmm. So they take two programs and put them together in the end of August and call it a bowl game. All the starters are going to play.
Well,
it counts.
If it counts.
Oh, definitely going to count.
If it counts for the record.
No, it's counting. It's counting.
Okay.
They said it would count.
Right. I didn't know if it'd be just an exhibition.
They would just name it the bowl.
Right. Just like they name something the kickoff classic.
That's it.
That's true.
That's how it would be
under that guy.
That's how they couched it. Exactly. David Koechner in the studio later on this morning. He's at the Funny Bone this weekend. We're also talking to Piff the Magic Dragon. He's a comic, right?
Comic magician.
Magician,
yeah.
Okay.
He's got his own room out
and
in Vegas.
He's got a movie out now with Penn Teller, right?
Penn. Just Penn.
Penn, right.
Penn Jillette.
Penn Jillette. Penn Jillette plays Piff's dad, Pip the Dragon.
Okay, yeah. Got it. All right. It's actually a movie, huh?
Yeah. He's an absentee father.
Got it. And he looks like he's dressed like the exact same thing.
In the same outfit.
Yeah, the movie's good. It's a lot of like some of his Vegas stuff and some on the street. He's doing magic with people, and then Penn comes in at the end.
All right, I got to check it out. I mean, I got
it's free on YouTube.
No, I mean, I got to check out Piff the Magic Dragon before we talk to him. I know you sent me that stuff last night, but I was watching football.
Yeah.
It is nice just to have the rhythm of a football game in the background.
I said I left it on way too long, you know, because I'm thinking, why am I? It's just still on. Well, it was a good feeling to have it on.
Yeah.
Where's Piff's room?
The Flamingo. Okay. The Flamingo.
Is that going to be around much longer?
I don't know.
Well, don't ask him that.
I've been to Vegas one time in my life.
I'm not going to ask him that. But
yeah, you will.
They're blowing stuff up right and left. I think they're putting a new Hard Rock somewhere on the Strip or near the Strip.
They're actually building another one from scratch.
Right. Because the old Hard
changed,
Rock.
It changed, yeah.
The old Hard Rock is now a Virgin Hotel.
Right. Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
I don't even know if that's done yet.
Well, I think it is. They worked on that last time I was out there, and it's been 4 years.
Yeah, they have no sense of nostalgia there. They'll blow anything up.
Well, the Hard Rock got lucky because they had plans to go until Super Bowl 2020, and then they shut it down.
That's right.
And then, pandemic shut all of Vegas down. Yeah. So they got out at the right time.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Speaking of movies, I saw this story yesterday. Jennifer Coolidge, who played Stifler's mom.
Yeah.
It was a great article.
Hang on. I got a little...
Says she banged 200 people because of it.
You know? I got a little article. Oh, well, she just says that. I had an audio clip of her saying
that. Let me hear it.
Let me find it.
Didn't know she had audio.
I like that she said people.
Oh, did she say people?
Yeah.
I just said,
he says 200 people.
I was being woke when I said that.
She said
libtard cuck.
Cuck. I'd be a cuck watching this. Jennifer Coolidge, Stifler's mom, said that shot her attractiveness through the roof being the MILF on the American Pie series.
Yeah?
At least two of them. She was in two of those. Right? I said she was in two of them,
Yeah.
Here we go.
Right.
All the benefits she got from American Pie. Be in the MILF.
You know, I got a lot of play of being a MILF, and I got a lot of sexual action from American Pie. Just, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just talking about there were so many benefits to doing that movie. I mean, there were about like 200 people that I would have never had slept with.
Oh, we don't know if it means girls. But it does. She's just specific. But yeah, she
people
say dude.
Is the word.
She didn't say
but it
dude.
Means, right. you know, yeah. she's sexually generous.
Oh, yeah.
And I think she's pretty hot, too. She's in all those Christopher Guest movies.
Well, she's also, she reignited because of that movie.
White Lotus,
oh, right.
And she's the only one now, too. She's the only one coming back for that
for
the second season.
Okay.
She's going to be like the common thread character.
She goes to hotels to stay. And
yeah.
Different people around.
Because the first season was set in Hawaii. The second one's, I guess, set in Italy. But she's the only one who moves on to the second season.
That's a great series too. If you didn't watch White Lotus, I like that too.
Kind of weird, but
that HBO? Yeah. HBO?
I don't remember.
Yes. Yeah, HBO.
You know, here's my thing about that. She could have got laid with 200 people no matter what.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think people sought her out because she was Stifler's mom and probably a lot of younger dudes.
I'm sure.
That's what she got, a lot of younger dudes. Yeah. Yeah.
Any woman, if she wanted to sleep with 200 people, could do that in 200 days.
Right.
Or less.
You go to a bar. Yeah, or less.
And we say that all the time, and women get mad at that conversation. But if you it's true. You just have to say, now you might have to lower your standards if you have them, but you have to say, I want to get laid. And the guy will say, okay. And he'll walk out.
Somebody would bang
them. Walk out to the car with you and say, well, don't tell my wife. I mean, he'll just do that. I mean, it's more on men because we're pigs than it is on women, the commentary. So I don't think it's a negative thing for a woman because. No, it's not so about, because a woman could get laid in 200 days.
If they wanted.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And the dude.
I can't.
Could never get laid. He could try every day.
Every day.
For the rest of his life, and they could never happen.
Yeah, right.
Maybe
you could be done.
Jason Momoa.
Well, yeah. You're right, Todd, because he'd have to find somebody, walk around somewhere.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
You're talking about some dudes could do it. All women. Could do it.
Yeah, Aquaman could probably do it.
Yeah. I think a woman could walk into some scab bar, which I mean by that, like a meth bar.
I'm not speaking to how far your standards would have to fall.
Yeah.
But it could happen.
Yeah.
That's not the same thing with dudes.
Name me a local meth bar.
Don't know. I don't do meth anymore. Oh, speaking of that, I found out through a friend of a friend that Coke's about 100 a gram now still.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's.
I'll tell you that story off the air. I'm not going to say it on the air.
That's been pretty steady.
Yeah. Well, it's probably been. Yeah. This guy, he shouldn't be doing. If you're here, I know he listens to us. Don't do coke, man.
Right?
Jesus.
Well, the last time I bought it was a long time ago.
You heard our conversation, and I got a call from. I'll tell you off the air, and he said he told somebody I know to tell me, hey, I heard of listening to this guy this morning, and talking about that coke on the beach. It's $100 a gram right now. I said, man, dude, don't do coke.
That's pretty steady. I'm surprised not like an economic indicator.
Well,
Forbes isn't like, guys, watch out, the economy. Coke's gone up a little bit. That means
you want like Coke futures on the market report.
Yeah, exactly.
Might have gone up during COVID. Might have been a little more difficult to get across the border. Because when I lived in Arizona,
tougher to sniff with a mask on.
Cheaper than the rest of the world.
Yeah, but I don't know how many people wanted to be revved up during COVID.
Nobody. That's why alcohol shot up.
That was more for downers.
Everybody just got wasted for a year and a half.
Yeah, that was a weed and booze pandemic.
Damn right it was. Damn right it was. we were talking about dating off the air because, not about going to walk in the bar saying, will you bang me? And I read a story this morning about, I didn't get into details, I'll probably get into details after the break, but it was about why they think Tinder is ruining dating. And then I'm watching that show called Uncoupled about the what the hell's his name again? Oh yeah,
Neil Patrick Harris.
Is like a almost 50-year-old guy in New York that gets dumped by his boyfriend. It's a gay Sex in the City. It was on Netflix. It's really good. And the Grindr app is huge on that about guys and they're all around banging each other left and right. But my daughter, we're sitting around dinner the night and we're talking about. My mother-in-law is dating again after she lost her husband a couple years ago. So we're talking about how people meet, and they met on some app. And then my daughter had a great line. She was tall. She's 20 years old. She says, so before this stuff, you guys, people just walked up to people? So we're talking about how my wife and I said, yeah.
Wow.
And I said, that's a legitimate question from a 20-year-old girl.
I suppose that's a foreign concept.
Did people just walk up to people in bars and start talking to them? And I said, yeah, that's the only way we did it.
And there was a stigma around online dating for a while.
Oh, yeah.
That's gone completely.
In the very beginning, it was almost like people were afraid of it. And we made fun of it, and people would laugh about it. And then people would and early people that met people online early on in their relationship, early on in that stigma, were embarrassed to bring it up.
They would make something else up.
We read online, and they would joke. Yeah. Oh, I know it's stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. And now sometimes, that's, yeah. Your mom would sit in the corner of the room while I licked syrup off a stripper. That's how we met.
I didn't go that far.
Thanks, Uncle
Todd. She wasn't my girlfriend at the time, by the way.
No, she wasn't. Had you known her before that?
I'd met her a couple times, okay. But that was it. Didn't know her.
No.
And she didn't like us.
Still the future mother of your children.
She did not like us. From the start.
We were introduced
to her by her younger sister introduced you and me to her. And I remember my wife now looking at us like, eh.
Well,
eh.
But then you showed her the car.
No, that wasn't it. She just didn't like.
And then it was
She didn't like the idea of Todd and Tyler.
Right.
Well, can you blame her?
We were a morning show. There was a lot of talk about us going around.
Did you find that attractive?
Yes.
Yeah.
That she was very unfriendly. Right. Yeah, totally. Totally unattractive. Yeah.
If she had been a total into the show, probably wouldn't have worked.
No, I wouldn't have dated her. No. No. I wouldn't have said yes.
Yeah, and has that opinion changed yet?
Yeah, everything's changed upside down. Nobody cares about anything anymore.
No, I mean, has she warmed up to the idea of Todd and Tyler at all?
No, not at all.
That's what I figured.
No, she'll defend the show in a heartbeat. She does that all the time. But that's a whole different
situation. Not the show. The people who run it.
Okay.
Yeah. My wife won't defend the show, but she'll defend the people that do it.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point.
No, really, they are good people, right. Despite what you hear.
So... It was a great question. She goes, do people walk up to each other? I said, oh, my God, that's legitimate for a person your age, Because my son, when he meets girls, I mean, he's seeing somebody now, it's these little apps.
Right, the first engagement online.
They know all these girls from different schools. Your son met a girl online, right?
She lives in Ohio. Snapchat.
Yeah, Snapchat, yeah.
I was convinced that was going to be, my girlfriend goes to the other high school.
Yeah, you're right. Like Todd always had to go out of town and say to his girlfriend somewhere.
But it's how people meet.
But you met her. She was real.
Yeah.
You met her,
yeah.
I'm trying to think. My oldest son, who's getting married at the end of September, met his soon-to-be wife on Tinder.
Well, I still think there are people in bars that walk up to each other. There's got to be. Because a 21-year-old bars, a lot of guys are hanging out looking to get laid. So they might... Find these people.
I think they're looking on their phone to see if there's anybody in the bar.
I get that, but you're still not. I still do not believe somebody hasn't said, "Hey, how you doing? Want a drink?" And they meet right there.
Well, they'd have to if you see somebody that you want to make sure you meet. You're not going to just hope they pop up on your Instagram
or something.
Walk over you
and
have
say
to
hi.
Say something.
You're right, but it obviously is not as like it was.
Yeah, but I think they're also looking at their phone to see if there's something better.
That's got to be tough.
Now, both men and women.
When it sucked,
looking at the phone to see.
You think you're getting some girl that's settling for you.
Right.
And all of a sudden she just looks at her phone and leaves.
Yeah. I'm sure that happens all the time.
I think we've heard stories of that. People just first date or something, meeting at a bar, and then she's just looking at her phone. Nah, I got to go.
Yeah. Well, Ryan said that. There's a lot of competition in Phoenix.
Yeah, it was. He said that. Yeah.
And somehow, he found one.
Yes, he did.
Youngest son met his wife
online.
In a Reddit.
In a Mexican chess room or something?
Gaming
like
chat room.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and then started Skyping from there.
Nick goes, wow.
Well, I just don't. I've never had any sort of game anywhere.
No.
And it's like, I don't know. I wouldn't know the first thing about, chess is weird. Well, and she's like, sends you a message.
It's funny. I'm watching this documentary right now about Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward. And it's called The Last Movie Stars. It's great. Check it out if you're into the. Just because he was like he was a rock star at the time, man. And they were talking about as they got married. One of the things they never had a mutual interest. Like he liked racing, she did this, and they're interviewing them. They said they had no mutual interest except each other and their kids
and their genitalia.
And they loved each other. They loved each other. And I thought, well, that was interesting because in general, I don't have mutual interest. My wife will watch football and stuff like that, but I. But you're right. This gaming thing. I mean, you have to have a mutual interest of something like
right. And mm-hmm. to meet in a chat room like that.
Right. And I wouldn't have a mutual interest in anything that women want to do.
Well, they both already have an interest in typing something on Reddit.
Right.
Which
that's it. Yeah.
I'd be out there too.
Yeah. Because
and they know how to play chess.
I have not run across a lot of women that golf or fish, and I probably wouldn't be attracted to them.
No, because you want to do
that's my thing.
That's your thing. That's how they explained it with the Newman and Woodward. They just like to do their own thing, and they had no mutual interest when it came to hobbies. And I thought, well, that's good. That means you can do your own thing. And she could do her own thing.
I mean, we'll watch a TV show together once in a while.
That's not a hobby, though.
And my wife and I will travel once in a while.
Well, that's different. You got to be together.
But she's got her thing. I got a bunch of my things.
You have to spend time with each other.
Yeah.
David Koechner is going to be in the studio a little later on. Piff, the magic dragon, on the phone. TNTRadioEmpire.com is the website. Oh, David's, by the way, at the Funny Bone. Where are you at this weekend, Nick?
I'll be at Cohen and Kelly's in Omaha tomorrow with Tyler Walsh.
Oh, with Tyler. All right. Okay.
Him in his red jacket driving out
yeah,
there?
Yeah. And I tagged some other Tyler Walsh. That guy's probably getting all kinds of crap. He's some business guy somewhere. All right. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.